Whatever we concentrate our attention on over a period of time, it becomes our area of influence. We can influence things. And I will give a story about that. But before we get to that, what we talked about last week . They choose love over dogma. Facts don't change people. Relationships do. And we must remember, our past doesn't have to be our prison. And the mistakes that we make are what help us to grow and learn. The story we talked about last week is about the McDonald's. They follow their religion. And because they didn't have a deeper understanding at the time, they made a big mistake. Of choosing what the religion or the community they were with says, their religion says this, and they chose that. They consider it fact. They chose that over their own son, who was gay. And what was it they told their son? When the father found out, that he was gay. We love you. That is why we're helping you manage your life, by trying to fix you from your gayness. They said they were tipped off by his body language and what the father, Greg Sr., described as his son's tender-hearted personality. But in the cause of trying to fix their son, they discover the emptiness of their own belief, their wrong belief, wrong thoughts. Because the pastor of their church, the friends they thought they could count on, what happened? They all deserted them because they couldn't fix their son. Let me read a little bit more of that story. The first thing that changed was Lynn, who is the mother of Greg Jr. She had cancer. And who was there for her to tender to her? The son that they had pushed her because of their religion. Lynn began thinking of the years she had spent raising her son in a home where he was afraid to be himself. The years he spent quoting scriptures at him that condemned his homosexuality. But here he was, showing her compassion instead of anger. He was embodying Christ's example, loving those who had scorned him. Before I go further with that story, there was another story I briefly read today or yesterday while I was doing some work. A woman had a divorce, had a son, got married, and gave all her attention to the new husband and his children, ignoring her son like he never existed. Now, this story is from the son's perspective now. Say, mother never cared about my grade in school, who are my friends, and all of that. And then he moved away from the house because if there's no love there, had his own place. He tried to reach out to the mom. The mom never really, you know. But then until he decided he was going to get married. And the mother knew about it. And the mother wanted to be the center of attention, planning the marriage. And the son said, no, mother, maybe after my wedding, but you are not coming to the wedding. Because all these years, it's like you didn't want to have anything to do with me. You didn't care. Now, because I'm getting married now, you made it look like we're best pals and all of that. That is probably the way I would have acted. But Greg Jr. didn't do that to his parents. He was there with the mom, nurse and all of that, being Christ-like. And it takes something out of us to be able to do that for somebody who scorned you, pushed you away, to show them love. When you know they don't deserve the love. Well, if God is to interact with us the way we interact with God, then I don't even know why God will show us any love or he won't pay us any attention. So having nursed the mom, and the mom now stopped quoting. But before that, you would think, oh, because they can quote the Bible, they are living the Christ way. Which is us. We are those parents. The same Greg Jr., after being, you know, reached out to his father in a different way. He asked the father, want to get a drink? And took the father to the club they called the Closet. Some of you will remember that. And the father, who wanted to stay impressed with his friends and the religion that preached the wrong idea, What did he say? He said, he was thinking, gosh, if my conservative friends could see me now going to that gay bar with his son. The son introduced him to the bartender. Her name was Karen. The son described her as Mama Bear. She was the one who steered him away from guys who meant trouble and helped him with his college work, homework. What the mother would have done. So sometimes when we think we're alone, God is there for us. You never know how God is going to show up. That was his challenges. And he stepped up, didn't he? Now the parents realized like Greg said, you know, Karen, even though she's a lesbian, it didn't matter to Greg anymore. She loved and protected his son. He felt his attitudes shift. Sometimes the one we're pointing the finger at is the one God has chosen to open the door for us. The one we don't want to befriend. The one we might say, you are not my type. Might be the one who is really your type. And the father said, I didn't care. The reality is, I didn't care anymore what my friends and co-workers thought. I was far more concerned about my son and having a relationship with him. The question to them was, can you still love God, the Bible, and your gay son? So we need to ask ourselves that. Can you still follow this true spiritual path and still embrace those who scorn you? Those who put peppers in your eye? They discovered the Bible was not as black and white as they once thought. That is why we're on the spiritual path. Every experience is to help us to grow out of our ignorance so that we may live the life that God wants for all of us. And where did Greg Senior and Lynn find their own teacher, somebody who was shining the light on them? The name of the guy was David Goshie. He was delivering a message at a New Zealand church. And he's an atheist here in the US. Now, this is Goshie's background. Goshie had white evangelical Christian roots. He became a born-again Christian in high school and led a Baptist ministry. He too once believed that there could be no normal acceptance of gay and lesbian relationships. But a family crisis prompted the shift in his view. Because Goshie learned that his younger sister, Kathy, had been hospitalized with depression, including one stay after a suicide attempt. She has struggled to accept her sexual identity as a lesbian before finally coming out. If it's not your time to go home, it's not your time. You have to face the challenges and let God do God's thing. When it's your time to put ignorance aside, the opportunities will come. But we must seize that opportunity. So Goshie started re-examining scriptures and the formation of the Bible. He talked to other LGBTQ plus people who grew up in the church, but left. He heard horror stories about religious parents casting their kids onto the streets where they may fall prey to drug dealers and sexual predators. He took a stand. He urged for the full inclusion of LGBTQ people in the church. He rejected the welcoming but not affirming approach that many churches attempt to avoid. So the McDonald's were struggling. Now they've left where they were living. They moved to Georgia. And Greg Senior was looking for someone. And Goshi had written a book. Now imagine if that hadn't happened to his sister. And we've seen it in our political arena. People were against certain things, but then when it happened to their family, then they woke up. And so we need to wake up to make sure we choose love over dogma. What is the dogma that is affecting each of us? It doesn't have to be religious dogma. Dogma of fear. Dogma of lack. Dogma of not good in being good enough. You name it, it's out there that we subject ourselves to. There are things in the Bible that may or may not make sense, but what you can be assured of is that Jesus says to love our neighbors as ourselves. And that includes the children, whether straight or gay. And that's why I always say, you cannot give what you don't have. If you don't love yourself, you can't give it out. If you don't choose courage over fear, you cannot be there to give people that courage. Twelve years after they confronted their son about his sexual orientation, the McDonald's started sharing their story with anyone who would listen. And now they are the ones stepping out of the closet. Before they kept it in, they didn't want people to know. But then when they thought the people they could rely on, then they couldn't. And then once we step out of the closet, our phone started ringing, Greg Senior says. They met Christian parents who shared their struggles. A community was formed. And in 2015, they started that support group called Embracing the Journey. When are you going to embrace the journey of your life? I mean, we can quote all the scriptures we want. You can say we're meditating, but if you don't embrace, who are you? What is your purpose in life? Because we will talk about that next week, starting next week. The purpose-driven life. Probably that will take us through December, we'll see. When are you going to embrace the journey that God has set forth in our life? It doesn't matter what confronts us. You embrace it, then you will triumph, because that's what happened to the McDonald's. That's what happened to Greg Jr. At the point he had to embrace who he is, even though their families and all that deserted him. But then he found other people who loved him. He found Karen, who became like a mother to him. And then he discovered he had that Christ-like consciousness in him to be able to be there for his mom, to help his father get over the ignorance of the darkness of ignorance of not knowing the truth. And wherever they go, as their community begins to grow, they begin to know, okay, yeah, this is our new friends. As you lose old friends, you get new friends. You know, you get new perspective. And then we begin to grow. That's what it is. That's what they call it, spiritual path. You move from your old ways to your new ways, to the newer one, to the newer one. It's like an astral travel. It's an inner journey, not an outside journey. It took embracing their love and leaving the dogma behind for them to feel free. And then you find out, and he brought two major evangelical ministers confronting each other in public. Because one embraced, you know, and the other one did not. Because they feel, if you choose love over dogma, they call it a Satan-drenched theology. Because they feel, look, the dogma says no homosexuality or whatever it is. As if they are God. When did God abandon the throne and say, you speak on my behalf? So when somebody is saying, look, I don't know what this is about, but I know this person is human. I know this person deserved it. We cannot do this to. It doesn't matter whether it's the gender, it's the sexual orientation, it's the race, it's the political leaning. Love has to conquer dogma. Because why? They breathe the same air that we breathe. They hurt the way we hurt. So how could they be different from you? If you want to be loved, why can't we love the other person? You don't have to agree with them 100%. I don't even agree with myself 100% of the time. But I still try to love myself. So no matter what happens to us, we need to make an affirmation within ourselves that we will continue to grow, that we will choose love over the darkness, over the darkness of ignorance. We will not let our past be a prison to us. Because if the McDonald's allowed the past to be, and the so-called facts, what was that expression back then? Selective facts, or what was that? I think one of the political alternative facts. There's only one truth. And that truth is God loves each and every one of us. And God wants us to give that love to each other, no matter what camp we belong. If we can do that, then all the dogmas will be flushed away. And then we can claim who we are, the true children of God. Because until you begin to live like that, your area of influence diminishes. Because whatever we focus on, whatever we put our attention most of the time, the energy of co-creation begins to seep into that. And then we are able to turn things around in that environment. Your area of influence includes your work. It includes where you live or where you spend most of your focus on. Because it's not about just the physical living, it's about the thoughts of that. The McDonald's area of influence diminished greatly when they abandon love for dogma. And then the son was able to help them reorientate that. And whatever they thought they were losing, they actually had more friends now, more community, and their community is still growing, embracing the journey. Because it's not just in the United States, it's all over the world. Is it last week or 2 weeks ago? We had gone to do a ceremony. And as we were coming back, we lost something. It was something that has been with me since 1973. I didn't want to go into the details of what it is, but it was very important. And I kept like, okay, need to go back and find the thing. My response was, well, Lord, if it has served this purpose, then so be it. If not, tell me what to do. And once the desire is still there, I said, okay, I'll go there. And you would think I would have gone in the morning when it was sunshine so that I could see exactly. But no, I went in the evening when the time changed and all of that. And I was going to go solo. But I was instructed, okay, take this person to go with you. I didn't understand why. It's not like they will, you know. But I did obey. That's the thing. It's always good to listen more than to talk, especially when it comes to God. They will say, that's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. Speak less, but hear more, listen more. So I listened. We went there looking for, it didn't even take a minute. Why did it work out like that? Because it was that person's area of influence. It wasn't my area of influence. If I had gone solo and I didn't listen, maybe I would not even find the thing, because my thought was, oh, this thing probably got lost in a different area of the different location of that same area. So I probably will be tilling, looking for it. Maybe God might allow me to find it eventually. It might take a few hours. But because it was that person's area of influence, it didn't take a minute. I mean, literally, it did not take a minute. They went to the same, it's like, and then they got it. And that's when I heard why they did that. It's all about the inner journey. You need to learn to listen. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, if you think it's just your conscience that says, listen, obey, and see what the result is. The McDonald's, they did listen. And that's why they left their old religious practices, left the community that took them away from love. And they not only gained their son back, they gained more, because now that becomes their ministry. And they are growing. Because whenever you choose love over dogma, whenever your areas of influence is penetrated with that love, because if you are at work and your thoughts about that job is not good, your area of influence will diminish. But if at your job you do your best, your area of influence will blossom. And that way, when you ask to be promoted guess what? The spirit of the organization will work to work with you to get promoted. Whatever you ask in your area of influence. If you live in your neighborhood and all you do is create chaos and your area of influence will diminish. But if you live in your neighborhood and it doesn't matter whether they are independent, libertarian, Republican, or Democrats, you pray for everyone, you try to be nice, your area of influence will flourish. So we all have our own area of influence. Some of us, maybe because we do this work, our area of influence might be expanded more than, you know, because of our own focus. So it's all about the inner journey. We must always choose love over dogma. We must remember facts don't change people. Relationships do. Our past doesn't have to be our prison. The mistakes we make help all of us to grow. And like Greg Jr. said, you would think as a Christian, they will show true love. Say, there is no hate like Christian love. That still shakes me up when I read that. For somebody who say they love you, but you know, if this is love, who wants this? I would rather prefer somebody who hates me because their love is very poisonous. There's nothing loving about it. And sometimes we get ourselves in that. And that's why the great one, Jesus and all, that's why they are sent to show us there is no degree of love. Love is love. If you live in that pure love, then everything that comes at you, you will embrace the journey. And you will triumph. And you will live a good life that is pleasing to God. And anyone who pleases God, well, we know what awaits them. The joy of living. In spite of the challenges, the joy of living, everyone that pleases God. So may God bless us so that we have that joy of living. Living in that love. Amen.
Amen.